而整道的主题是真犹太人。
And today's sermon topic is a true Jew.
各位弟兄们，中午。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
现在让我们一起先祷告。
Now let us bow in prayer.
我们先向阿爸父。
Our heavenly Father.
感谢你今天我们可以在你敬拜亲近你。
We give thanks to you that today we can come near to you and worship you.
天父，你在圣经里面应许过，一切干渴的人都可以来到你亲近你。
Heavenly Father, you have promised in the scriptures that all who are thirsty can come to you.
人若果能够留心听你的话，就能够吃美物，心中喜乐。
If they listen to you and they can eat what is good and rejoice.
侧耳而听，就必得活。
If they give ear and come to you, their soul may live.
你更加会同呢啲就近你嘅人立下永远嘅约。
You will also make an everlasting covenant with those who draw near to you.
现在我哋都以一个干渴嘅心，切慕能够听到你嘅话语。
Now with a thirsty heart, we long to come to hear your word.
天父，求你就因着你诚实嘅美名，恩待怜悯我哋。
Heavenly Father, on account of your faithful name, have mercy to us and be gracious to us.
求你在呢段嘅时间叫圣灵引导孩子同埋作翻译嘅姊妹。
At this moment, may the Holy Spirit guide me and the sister doing the interpretation.
用我哋去讲出叫弟兄姊妹都能够得到属灵满足同埋得生命嘅话。
So that we can say the word that can help brothers and sisters.Have the satisfaction in the spiritual life and attain life.
亦都求圣灵喺我哋嘅心中作光照同埋感动嘅工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the work of enlightening and moving in our hearts.
帮助我哋去认识你嘅救恩，同埋叫我哋嘅信得到被坚固。
Help us to know more about your salvation and for our faith to be strengthened.
恭敬地将这段时间交托在你的手里面。
We reverently commit this time to you.
求你垂听。
May you listen to our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我记得有一次在医院和一个上了年纪的澳洲病人倾谈。
I remember once I was chatting with an elderly Australian in hospital.
我哋講咗好多大家喺澳洲生活嘅事情，同埋對呢啲事情嘅睇法。
We talked a lot about what happens in Australia and our views on these matters.
之後呢位老人家就問我：你嚟咗澳洲幾耐咧
？Afterwards, this elderly man asked me, "How long have you been in Australia?"
跟住佢就同我講
：Then he said to me,
你係一個 local， 即係話我係一個澳洲嘅本地人。
Then he said, "You are a local."
點解一個澳洲嘅老人家會認為我係一個本地人
？Why did an Australian elderly man think that I was a local？
喺佢心目中，一個澳洲公民同一個澳洲本地人分別喺邊度
？In his mind, what's the difference between an Australian citizen and an Australian local？
使徒保罗喺罗马书嘅第二章下半部话俾我哋听，点样先系一个真犹太人神嘅选民？
In the second half of chapter 2 in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul tells us what is a true Jew and God's chosen people.
咁保罗所讲嘅究竟只系同以色列民族有关咯，定系同基督徒都有关
？What Paul talks about is it just related to the people of Israel, or is it also relevant to all Christians?
如果系同我哋有关，咁样对于我哋做一个基督徒有咩影响
If it is relevant to us Christians, then how does it affect us Christians?
神接受一个人成为属神的人。
For God to accept a person to be a person of God.
神对犹太人和外邦人的要求或者标准有没有不同？
Are there any differences in the requirement and standards of God regarding Jews and Gentiles?
如果神所要求的标准冇唔同嘅话，咁犹太人同埋我哋系点可以去达到咧
？If the standards and requirements are no different, then Jews and us, how we can achieve it？
上一次我哋从罗马书嘅第二章前部 上半份認識得到。
Last time from the first part of Romans chapter 2, we realized that
猶太人在追求遵行神的話，去過聖潔的生活上面，這件事上跌倒。
In the matter of obeying God's commands and to live a holy life, the Jews stumbled.
是因為他們只是着眼在行為上，只是靠自己的熱心和努力。
It is because they only focused on the behavior and they relied on their zeal and effort.
保罗说，如果我们要追求过圣洁的生活，荣耀神。
Paul says, if we pursue to live a godly life to glorify God,
唯一的途径就是信靠基督，并且凭信去向主去祈求帮助。
The only way is through trusting in Christ and through faith to ask for God's help.
同時亦都係因著我哋憑著呢份信去祈求。
Also, at the same time, it is also through this faith that we pray to ask for it.
我哋可以喺呢個追求聖潔嘅過程當中，將榮耀歸俾神。
In the process of pursuing it, we can ascribe glory to God.
為咗讓猶太人進一步嘅明白，即使本身係以色列民族。
In order to let the Jews understand further, although they are the people of Israel,
但喺神嘅审判面前，佢哋都亦都需要有神儿子嘅福音。
Before the judgment seat of God, they also need the gospel of God's Son.
包括即使佢哋拥有割礼嘅记号
，including even though they have the sign of circumcision.
咁乜嘢係割禮
？Then what is circumcision？
割禮係神賜俾佢嘅選民一個代表屬於神嘅記號。
Circumcision is given by God to His chosen people, a sign that showing that they belong to God.
喺創世記嘅第十七章第十節，神對亞伯拉罕咁話
：In Genesis chapter 17 verse 10, God said to Abraham,
你們所有的男子都要受割禮。這就是我與你並你的後裔所立的約，是你們所當遵守的。
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. The covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
割禮是神親自吩咐。
Circumcision was a command from God Himself.
是一個外在的表明，受割禮的人是同神有一份約。
It is an outward sign showing that those who are circumcised have a covenant with God.
这个约是神给亚伯拉罕和他每一个的后代。
This covenant was given by God to Abraham and every one of his descendants.
保罗曾经是法利赛人。
Paul had formerly been a Pharisee.
他自己见证过，他是在神律法最严格的训练之下长大。
He also testified that he was trained under the strictest training of God's law.
所以他很清楚知道神和以色列民族的约除了要守割礼之外。
Therefore, he knew very well that besides observing circumcision,
同样重要的就是他们要守神的律法。
The covenant with God of similar importance was that they had to observe the law of God.
而且係每一條都要遵守。
And also they had to observe each and every item of the law.
保罗指出，神同以色列民族嘅约系基于人能唔能够遵守神嘅律法。
Paul pointed out that the covenant between God and the people of Israel was based on whether they could observe the law of God.
若果个犹太人做唔到嘅话，就算佢受咗割礼都冇用。
So if a Jew could not do it, even though he was circumcised, is useless.
相反，如果有啲人能够遵守到神嘅律法
，On the contrary, if some people can observe the law of God,
即使佢哋喺外表上边未曾受过割礼
，Even outwardly they have not been circumcised,
佢哋都会被算为神选民嘅其中一份子。
They were counted as members of the chosen people of God.
在以赛亚书第56章第6到7节，神就曾经对外邦人咁话。
In Isaiah chapter 56 verses 6 to 7, God said to the Gentiles,
还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人， 要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名，要作他仆人，就是凡守安息日不干犯又持守他约的人。我必令他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to serve Him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship Him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
在舊約的時代，神就已經表明他會接納所有願意侍奉他、愛他、遵守他吩咐的人。
In the Old Testament time, God had declared clearly that He would accept all those who would serve Him, love Him, and keep His commands.
保羅更加的話，這些被神接受的外邦人。
Paul also said these Gentiles who were accepted by God.
他们甚至会去审判那些只是得外表有礼仪但没有实际听从神话的人。
They would even condemn those who outwardly observe, who only had outward observance of the written code, but did not really keep the commands of God.
那既然实质地去守律法才是最重要。
So since actually keeping the law is the most important,
咁割禮嘅真實意義喺邊度
？What is the true significance of circumcision？
割禮嘅真實意義係代表個人佢嘅心已經完全歸向神。
The true significance of circumcision means that his heart totally returns to God。
喺《申命記》嘅第十章十六節咁話。
In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 16。
所以你們要將心裏的污穢除掉。不可再硬着頸項。
Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer.
在這節的經文，中文的翻譯是在心裏面作的是污穢除掉。
In the Chinese translation, it says, get rid of the wickedness in your heart.
但在希伯來的原文和英文的翻譯是一樣，是在心裏面受割禮。
But in the original text in Hebrew, it is the same as the English translation. The wording is like circumcise your hearts.
如果你跟住原文嘅意思去睇
，If we look at it through the original text,
聖經嘅吩咐係我哋個心裏唔好再有硬頸叛逆，我哋要好似用刀將佢切除咗一樣。
The command of the Bible is that.Our heart should not remain stiff-necked and rebellious. We should cut it off, like we should cut it off.
因為呢啲固執嘅思想就好似一啲污穢一樣，令到我哋同神之間有阻隔，唔能夠完全嘅跟從神。
Because this obstinate mentality is like wickedness, it separates us from God, so that we cannot truly follow God.
究竟人的心裏邊有咩係好硬頸嘅咧
？Then what are the areas of obstinance in our hearts？
我哋當中做父母嘅，相信都見過唔少嘅細路仔，佢哋好硬頸。
Among us who are parents, I believe you have seen a lot of children are obstinate or stiff-necked。
佢哋就係堅持一定要想要有嘅。
They insist on getting what they want。
無論俾佢哋有獎賞或者俾佢有懲罰，佢哋都唔會肯改變。
Whether you give them rewards or punishments, they will refuse to change.
佢哋嘅硬頸有時係盲目嘅，道理上講唔通。
Their stubbornness or obstinance is like they are acting blindly. It makes no sense at all.
所以同佢哋講道理都冇用。
Therefore, it is futile to reason with them.
唯一令到佢哋唔再硬頸嘅就係佢哋嘅心意有咗改變。
The only thing that stops them from being stubborn is when their heart is changed.
同樣。
Similarly，
我哋嘅心裏邊其實都有好多嘢好固執、好硬頸。
There are a lot of areas in our heart that are stubborn and stiff-necked.
例如我哋嘅喜好咯，我哋嘅情愿同埋我哋所看重。
For example, what we like, what we prefer, and what we care about.
呢啲虽然未必一定系一啲罪恶嘅念头。
Although these may not be evil thoughts.
但往往会成为我哋嘅心系咪能够完全归向神嘅拦阻。
But they often become obstacles for us to completely turn to God.
令到我哋唔能够完全跟从神嘅话。
So that we cannot completely follow God.
如果我哋要真正属于神，跟从神。
If we want to be completely belong to God and follow God,
我哋就必须要将我哋心里边嘅固执硬颈切除。
We should cut off all the obstinance and stubbornness in our heart.
所以割礼嘅意义系我哋嘅心里边。
Therefore, the significance of circumcision is in our heart.
就系我哋愿意去除去我哋心里边拦阻我哋去跟从神嘅执着同埋拦阻。
That is, we have to be willing to remove all the stubbornness and obstinance, so that there will be no obstacles to follow God.
保罗指出，人若果只系喺表面嘅礼仪，但系冇带嚟内心嘅改变嘅话
，Paul points out that if it is just the outward written code, but it does not have the inward change in the heart.
人所行嘅割礼就唔系真正嘅割礼。
Then the circumcision is not true circumcision.
保罗话真正嘅割礼系喺人嘅心里边做。
Paul says true circumcision is in man's heart.
但系咁嘅割礼系点样做嘅咧
？But how is this circumcision achieved?
保罗喺罗马书嘅第二章第29节话俾我哋知。
Paul tells us in Romans chapter 2 verse 29.
真嘅割礼系喺心里边嘅，在乎灵，不在乎疑问。
True circumcision is by the Spirit, not by the written code.
即系话人心里边嘅割礼系由神嘅灵所作成，唔系人手可以达到。
It means circumcision of the heart is by the Spirit of God, but not by the hand of man.
喺《生命记》第30章第6节咁话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30:6。
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live.
呢节圣经嘅原文同之前嗰一节一样，用同一个字，即系割礼。
This verse is like the verse that we just read is circumcision.
所以呢节经文系话神必定会喺佢选民嘅心里边行割礼。
Therefore, this verse is saying God will do circumcision of the heart in His chosen people.
原来一个由神嘅灵喺人心里边作成嘅割礼系一个应许，系一个恩典。
This circumcision by the Spirit of God in man's heart is a promise. It is a grace.
是神愿意施行拯救，帮助那些冇可能救到自己的人。
It is God who is doing the salvation to help those who are who cannot help themselves.
神应许他的选民有一日他会在他们的心里边行割礼。
God promises His chosen people one day He will circumcise their hearts.
同时这个割礼是有目的的。
And also, there is a purpose for this circumcision.
个目的就系好叫佢哋尽心尽性嘅去爱神。
The purpose is for them to love God with all their heart and with all their soul.
即系话一个由神喺人心里边作嘅割礼，一定会带嚟人更加之嘅爱神。
That means this circumcision of the heart by God will help people to love God more.
If a person has the grace, it does not increase their love for
God. If a person who has undergone circumcision, but his love for God is not increased, this circumcision is only outward, it's not inward.
是人手做的，不是神的灵去做。
It is by the hand of man, but not by the Spirit of God.
当一对男女去进入婚姻的时候，
When a man and woman enter into marriage,
在婚姻的当中通常都有交换戒指这个仪式。
In the wedding, normally there is the ceremony of exchanging rings.
很多人亦都會將自己嘅名刻咗喺對方嘅戒指裏邊。
A lot of people would inscribe his, her, or her name on the other party's ring.
作為一個表示自己已經完全嘅屬於對方。
This is to signify that he or she belongs to the other person.
亦都提醒到自己，對方已經係自己嘅另一半。
And also to remind oneself that he or she is the other half of the other party.
自己是属于对方的。
He belongs to the other party.
以为这样做，双方就会更加的相爱。
They think that by doing that, they will love each other more.
但是当我们看到现今的社会离婚率越来越高的时候，我们就知道。
But we know by seeing that the divorce rate in our society is getting higher and higher.
即使他们手上的戒指有对方的名字。
Even though the ring on this person's finger has the name of the spouse.
即使当他们望见他们手上的戒指，就应该想起另外一半。
Even though this person, when looking at the ring, would think of the other half.
但这样做并不等于他就会爱对方更加多。
It doesn't mean that this person will love the other party even more.
因為他們所做的都只是表面上的行動。
Because what they are doing is only an outward action.
並沒有在他自己的心裡面去下功夫。
They have not paid attention to work on their hearts.
同樣的。
Similarly.
就算我們很努力想辦法去除我們心裡面對神的硬頸叛逆。
Even though we may make a lot of efforts to try to remove the stubbornness of in our heart,
除去一啲嘅污秽，神唔喜悦，拦咗我哋去跟从神嘅念头。
To remove our wickedness and also the thoughts that do not please God.
但若果我哋所做嘅并冇叫我哋更加去渴慕去亲近神、爱神嘅话
，But whatever we do, if it does not help us to long to be drawn near to God and rejoice in His word.
我哋只会成为一个道德着重道德嘅人，唔系一个爱神嘅人。
Then we are just people who focus on our morality, but not people who love God.
咁我哋所做嘅可能就只系表面嘅功夫。
Then what we do is just an outward thing.
沒有真正的改變我們的內心。
We have not truly changed our hearts.
我們就會跟猶太人一樣，所做的都仍然是人手所做的功夫。
We are just like the Jews. What we do is work by man.
神的律法標準是神定。
The standard of God's law is set by God.
神知道人是沒有能力去達到這個標準。
God knows that no one can achieve this standard.
所以神应许有一日他会赐下恩典施行拯救。
Therefore, God promised one day He will be gracious and give us His salvation.
在神的选民心中施行国礼。
He will do the circumcision in the chosen people of God.
叫他们再没有拦阻的去爱神和跟从神。
So that they can love God and follow God without obstacles.
今日基督徒雖然唔使靠行律法去得救
，Today although Christians do not have to obtain salvation by observing the law，
但神對每一個被算為屬神嘅人嘅要求，從來冇改變過。
But the requirement of God to His chosen people has never changed。
喺舊約嘅時代，神要求佢嘅選民要盡心、盡性、盡力去愛佢。
In the Old Testament time, God required His people to love Him with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength.
我哋嘅主耶稣亦都讲呢个系人最大嘅诫命。
The Lord Jesus also says this is the greatest commandment of all.
喺旧约时代，神吩咐以色列人要圣洁。
In the Old Testament time, God told the Israelites to be holy.
喺新约嘅使徒同样不断嘅提醒基督徒要圣洁。
The New Testament apostles also continuously tell us, remind us to be holy.
神吩咐亚伯拉罕同佢哋子孙要受割礼，代表属于神。
God commanded Abraham and his descendants to receive circumcision, signifying that they belong to God.
神同樣要求基督徒嘅心要完全屬於神。
Similarly, God requires the hearts of Christians to completely belong to God.
神應許以色列人，佢會喺佢哋嘅心裏邊行國禮。
God promised the Israelites that they would circumcise their hearts.
除去佢哋心裏邊嘅眼鏡污穢，叫佢哋可以全心全意嘅去愛神。
Remove the stubbornness and wickedness in their hearts so that they can love and follow God with all their hearts and mind.
但呢個神嘅應許，因為耶穌基督嘅緣故，已經落實咗喺基督徒嘅身上。
This promise of God, because of Jesus Christ, it has been fulfilled on Christians.
喺哥羅西書嘅第二章十一節咁話。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 11。
你們在他裏面也受了不是人手所行的國禮，乃是基督使你們脫去肉體情慾的國禮。
In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of man, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
聖經話基督徒嘅心裏邊同樣亦都係受咗國禮。
The Bible tells us that the hearts of Christians similarly receive circumcision.
呢個國禮亦都唔係人手做嘅。
This circumcision is not by man.
係基督耶穌喺我哋嘅心裏邊作嘅。
It is by the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts.
係一個神喺我哋嘅靈裏邊嘅工作。
It is the work done by God in our spirit.
為嘅係使我哋脱去肉體嘅情慾。
The purpose is for us to put off our sinful nature.
讓我哋可以全心全意嘅歸向神。
So that we can return to God with all our hearts and all our soul.
呢個國禮係幾時喺我哋心中做嘅咧？
When what did this circumcision work in our heart?
就係喺我哋願意與基督同死同埋葬嘅時候。
It is when we were willing to die and bury with Christ.
係當我哋願意將我哋嘅舊人與基督同釘在十字架上。
It is when we were willing to nail our old selves on the cross with Christ.
羅馬書嘅第六章第六到第八節咁話。
Romans chapter 6 verses 6 to 8 tell us.
因為知道我們的舊人和他同釘十字架，使罪身滅絕，叫我們不再作罪的奴僕。因為已死的人是脫離了罪，我們若是與基督同死，就信必與他同活。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
大家都知道，如果冇聖靈嘅工作，人係冇可能去接受福音。
We all know that without the work of the Holy Spirit, no one can receive the gospel.
冇聖靈嘅感動，亦都冇人能夠說耶穌基督係主。
Without the moving of the Holy Spirit, no one can proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以一個人之所以會成為一個基督徒。
So for a person to become a Christian,
一個人對神會有一份信，就係完全神嘅工作。
For a person to have faith in God, this is completely the work of God.
神就係用我哋嘅信作為一個工具，將我哋與基督聯合喺一起。
Therefore, God uses our faith as a tool for us to be in union with Christ.
當聖靈喺我哋嘅內心工作，我哋嘅心歸向神嘅時候。
When the Holy Spirit works in our heart, when our heart returns to God,
我哋嘅主亦都吩咐我哋要作一个向世人去见证嘅记号。
Our Lord commands us to make an outward sign to testify to the world.
呢个记号就系我哋嘅浸礼。
This sign is our baptism.
圣经除咗话俾基督徒听要同犹太一样，心里要行国礼。
Besides telling Christians that they have to be like the Jew to be circumcised in the heart,
聖經亦都話俾我哋聽一樣基督徒好少留意到嘅。
The Bible also tells us something that a lot of Christians do not pay much attention to.
就係當一個外邦人因信與基督聯合嘅時候。
That is when a Gentile is in union with Christ through faith.
在神的心意当中，这个人就是一个犹太人，亚伯拉罕的子孙，神选民的一份子。
In God's mind, this person is a Jew. He is a descendant of Abraham, and he is a member of God's chosen people.
在罗马书的第二章二十八节到二十九节咁话。
In Romans chapter 2:28-29.
因为外面作犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面作的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎义文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God.
基督徒都是人，无能力去达到神的要求。
Christians are merely human. They are unable to reach the standards of God.
但基督徒因为相信主耶稣基督作为他的救主。
But when Christians believe that Jesus Christ is their Lord,
我们会承认我们自己的不足，我们的罪过。
We will admit our inadequacies and our sins.
我们会依靠主的赦免。
We will rely on the forgiveness of the Lord.
同时因着神的应许。
And also based on the promises of God.
神将基督的义加在我们身上。
God gives the righteousness of Christ on us.
基督就是这样为我们去成全了神的律法。
In that way, Christ completes the law of God.
同时基督徒因为有对主耶稣基督的信，圣灵就会与基督同在，基督徒同在。
And because of Christians believe the promise, and the Holy Spirit of God is present with Christians.
圣灵会叫我们的内心有更新有变化。
The Holy Spirit will make our mind have renewing and transformation.
我们会变得常常的去想念天上的事，而不是再是只是想着地上的事。
We will become people who set our minds on things above, not on earthly things.
我们会从内心的去爱神，爱神的话，爱神的命令。
From the bottom of our heart, we love God, we love God's word, and we love God's commands.
因为有这份的爱，我们守神的诫命是出自我们的内心。
Because of this love, we obey God's commands from the bottom of our heart.
我们爱神，跟着祂的话去行。
We love God, and we follow what He says.
守神的诫命就不再是一个担子，不是一个再是一个外表的行为。
Keeping God's law will no longer be a burden or an external behavior.
所以在约翰一书第五章第二到第三节咁话。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 5 verses 2 to 3,
我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. This is love for God, to obey His commands, and His commands are not burdensome.
保罗说，在心里面作属神的人，才是真犹太人。
Paul says, only people who belong to God in their hearts are true Jews.
在心里面作割礼的，才是真割礼。
Circumcision of the heart is true circumcision.
一个在心里面作割礼的，作神选民的人。
The people who are circumcised in their hearts and they are the chosen people of God.
他们会得到神的称赞，神的接纳。
He will receive praise and acceptance from God.
所以一个重新得救的基督徒，他也都是一个真犹太人，真以色列人。
Therefore, Born again Christian is a true Jew, a true Israelite.
可能有啲人会咁谂。
Some people may think
做基督徒咪得咯？点解要做一个犹太人？
Is it not sufficient just to be a Christian? Why does he have to be a true Jew?
但呢個唔係人覺得需唔需要。
But this is not something that up to people to determine.
呢個係創造你嘅主佢嘅心意。
This is the will of the God who created you.
同時嘅。
At the same time.
我哋當我哋知道我哋能夠成為一個真猶太人嘅話。
When we know that we are a true Jew.
聖經裏邊好多嘅應許，亦都係同我哋有關。
A lot of the promises from the Bible are relevant to us.
不知你有沒有以前有一個疑問。
I don't know whether you had this question in mind before.
就是舊約的應許，舊約神的說話跟我們有沒有關係呢？
The promises in the Old Testament and the words of God in the Old Testament, are they relevant to us?
但是聖經告訴我們。
The Bible tells us.
當我們成為屬神的人的時候，
When we become people of God,
舊約裏邊所有嘅諸約都係同我哋有份。
All the covenants in the Old Testament are relevant to us.
從前我哋喺以色列嘅國民以外，但我哋而家亦都已經成為選民。
Formerly, we were not people of Israel, but now we are His chosen people.
從前神對選民嘅應許，我哋冇份。
Formerly, we had no part in the promises of God.
但而家我哋都喺當中。
But now we are one of the parties.
我哋就能夠可以憑著信。
Therefore, through faith,
我哋去依靠神呢啲嘅恩典。
We can rely on the grace of God.
去順著神嘅心意。
And follow the will of God.
去努力過聖潔嘅生活。
And to pursue a holy life.
去努力嘅去愛神。
To pursue to love God,
成為一個真猶太人。
To become a true Jew,
神喺創世嘅時候以自己嘅形象去做人。
At the time of creation, God created man in His own image.
神亦都計劃喺人類歷史嘅終結嘅時候，與屬神嘅人同住。
God also planned that at the conclusion of human history, He will be present. He will dwell with man.
但神是忌邪的神，所以人的心只可以属于神。
But God is a jealous God, so man's heart can only belong to God.
神亦都是圣洁的神，非圣洁，没人能够见住。
God is also a holy God. Without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
但人绝对没有能力去达到神的标准。
But man absolutely don't have the strength to reach God's standard.
神因為愛人，所以向人施行拯救，即使要犧牲神嘅獨生子。
Because of the love of God to man, He gave us salvation, even though it means He had to sacrifice His only beloved Son.
神叫主為人嘅罪被釘喺十字架上邊，承擔咗世上人嘅刑罰。
For the sake of the sin of man, the Lord was crucified and to bear the penalty of sin.
為我哋成全咗神律法嘅要求。
So that he completed the requirement of the law.
神又因着人嘅信，叫圣灵住喺我哋里边。
Through man's faith, God sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
只有聖靈的能力，我們才能夠除去心裡面的污穢和對神的硬頸叛逆。
Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we remove the wickedness and the obstinance and rebelliousness towards God.
亦都只有聖靈的能力，我們才可以愛神和出自內心的去守神的戒命。
Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we love God.And observe God's commands from the bottom of our heart.
成為真猶太人、真以色列人、神眼中的同人。
So that we become a true Jew, a true Israelite, and the apple of God's eyes.
今日每一個基督徒都擁有神呢份嘅應許同埋呢份恩典。
Today, each Christian has this promise and grace from God.
願我哋都能夠係看重神呢份嘅恩典為寶貴。
I hope that we will treasure this grace from God.
又靠著神的恩典成為一個真猶太人、真以色列人。
And through the grace of God, we become a true Jew, a true Israelite.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节对每一个基督徒咁话。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul says, Paul tells even every Christian,
主所爱的弟兄们啊，你们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
愿神因为主耶稣基督的缘故，帮助以勒家的每一个弟兄姊妹。
On account of the Lord Jesus Christ, may God help each one of us in Jireh Fellowship.
叫你们因信能够顺服真道。
So that through faith you can believe in the truth.
又能够靠着圣灵成为圣洁。
And through the Holy Spirit you can be sanctified.
得到神的称赞。
And receive the praises from God.
现在让我们一起同唱今天的回应诗。愿那灵火复兴我。
Now let us sing the responding hymn. May the spiritual fire revive me.
请诗。让我们一起起立，我们同唱这首诗。
Let's stand and sing this hymn. Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give thanks and praises to you.
是你的慈爱和怜悯，你愿意去拯救我们。
It is because of your love and mercy that you are willing to save us.
从前我们都是被称为外邦人，未受割礼。
Formerly, we were called Gentiles and uncircumcised.
那个时候，我们与基督无关，在以色列的国民以外。
At that time, we had no relationship with Christ, and we were outside the nation of Israel.
对你选民的应许，我们完全无份。
For the promises that you gave to your chosen people, we were outside of it.
我们会在世上无指望，无神。
We had no hope, no God in the world.
但如今，因为主耶稣基督在十字架上边为我们流出宝血，洗净我们的罪。
But now, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified and shed his blood for our sins and transgressions.
我哋今日可以被连接喺基督里边，成为属神嘅人。
Today we are united with Christ and become people of God.
从此我哋可以靠着主得到你嘅应许。
From then on, we can attain your promise through the Lord.
天父，我愿意立家嘅弟兄姊妹都能够喺你嘅恩典当中不断殷勤长进。
Heavenly Father, may every one of the Jireh Fellowship strive to advance and be related to Christ.
愿圣灵嘅火焰继续嘅系挑旺弟兄姊妹去跟从你、爱你嘅心。
May the spiritual fire continue to ignite us to fire up to follow the Lord.
知道我哋站喺恩典当中。
And let us know that we stand on grace.
我哋就凭着信，又依靠圣灵嘅帮助，成为你喜悦嘅真以色列人。
So through faith and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we become true Jews.
并且能够帮助近处同埋远处嘅人都嚟认识你嘅救恩。
And let us help people who are near and who are far away to know your salvation.
愿荣耀归俾你。
May all glory be ascribed to you.
我哋嘅祷告系奉我哋嘅救主耶稣基督名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.
Thank you.